Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
SinCityRadio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
From God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
Let me pass. Fool, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as usual. I know how we do it on the Wednesday. Shit, we going back to intimate encounters like we used to do it back in the day. Let's have a little fun tonight. Kick back, relax, do what we do. You smoke, get your smoke on. If you drink, get your drink on. If you're cutting up with your boo, get your cuddle on. Fuck it, we're going to have some fun tonight. Janine, what's happening?
Hello.
All right. Liquor store, what's up with you?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
I'm chilling. Like I said, we're going to kick it and have a little fun tonight like we always do. But before we even do all that, we're going to go to the song just to relax. Get a mellow vibe going. Look at that old school shit. Y'all know how we do. We don't play none of that new shit. We can't be playing cheap keep on here. So we're going to play a little old school shit. We're going to go back. We're going to come back and we're going to have a little fun. Nah, I mean.
I'm a tissue man. All the things you told me.
can. Lady, I would be all I am. I'll give you all you've had before. So come on in, take a close the door. Let me show you what I could be. Could you just
kids finna get their ass whooped. Who kids back there finna get their ass whooped? Yeah. I don't know why I want to admit the kids' ass, huh?
Man, my kids downstairs. Ain't nobody messing with me.
No. All right. Miss Sexy, I see you didn't join us. What's happening?
Hey.
What's going on with you, sweetheart?
Mom, just going back and listening, kind of like.
Okay. All right, check this out, man. All right, I got a question for you, ladies, since, you know, don't know fellas like calling my show, only the ladies. That's neither here nor there. Ladies. All right, I got a question for you. Now, let's just say, okay, let's just say that you're in a relationship. You've been in a relationship for, you've been married for 20 years. You got three children by your husband. Let's just say their age range from 15, 12, and 6. Now, during this time, your man had a side chick. He had her for like 15 years. Now, she got kids too. Let's say they range from 13, 11, and 5. Now, you know what I'm saying? He, for whatever our reason, I mean, we just hypothetically speaking, but he managed to take care of two households, right?
Mm-hmm.
He managed to take care of two households, and he fucked around and had an accident at work. A tragic accident that left you, the wife, $50 million. Right? Y'all follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do y'all, now you find out, okay, well, okay, he didn't have three more kids. Now, he's dead. You got $50 million. Do you get those kids near that money? I'm gonna start with liquor store first. Liquor store, do you get them kids any of that money?
Do I give my children's bastard husband or bastard children money? That ought to answer your question right there.
So you don't get the kids nothing?
I don't give a fuck about them kids. Them his kids. Them ain't my kids. Now, it would be a different story if he had three children before we married, then yes, I would. But the bastard kids are going to be bastard kids.
Okay. Before I even indulge in that, I'm going to go to the next person. Janine, do you get the kids any of the money?
You know, I think it would depend on the mother.
I mean, okay, let's just say she came to you. She came to the funeral. She came to the funeral because, mm-hmm. I mean, they know him. They know him. They know him as daddy.
I understand that, but I want to know what type of person she is.
You just can't give people millions of dollars, not to say it would be a million, however much.
How do I know she's going to do right by the money? Because the money can't go to the kids. It has to go to the adult.
Okay, well, I mean, would you set up a trust fund for the kids or anything?
I would rather do that and set up a fund for the kids than actually give it to somebody. I mean, you don't know this person. I mean, unless we just sat down and maybe over time, you know, I might get to know her or something. I don't know. You know, you never know the circumstances.
I guess, would you try to get to know her? Would you try to get to know her?
You know what? If it was for the kids, if she came to me the right way, I probably would, for the kids to get to know one another.
Okay. I respect that answer. All right, Ms. Sexy, what about you?
Okay. How do I know that those are my husband's kids?
Okay, DNA has been took. We find out that they are his kids.
See, first of all, I'm in mourning. My husband just died, and then now you're telling me you got a sad chick with three motherfucking kids, and I'm supposed to care about that? That's a lot of mixed emotions. So maybe down the line I can come to grips with it, but first I have to go through the mourning stage and maybe later on, you know, have my kids meet their brothers and sisters, because at the end of the day, it's about the kids. But about giving that bitch money, I ain't giving her ass shit. Now, that's a, you know, without saying. She ain't getting a damn thing from me. Now, if I found out the kids were my kids' brothers and sisters, I'd look at it like that, and maybe I'll take care of them like I take care of my own. But that's just, I don't know. That's a real, real, real fine line. And that's probably some years later when they probably grown and gone. So what the fuck I need to take care of them for then? So I don't know. That's just, I don't know, even though they man, my brothers and sisters.
Okay, now y'all bring up an interesting point. Everybody except Liquor Store, because she ain't being nothing but call the kids a bunch of bastards. But y'all bring up an interesting point because, no, I'm just saying. Now, let's just say if, like, you know, this funeral happens. Now, I'm laying this, I'm going to use me for example. Don't start no shit, y'all. Don't start no shit. Now, I'm laying in this coffin. These other three kids, they crying just as hard as your three kids. I mean, they just lost their daddy, too. I mean, I understand the whole concept of, you know, he cheated, he had this other family, but the kids are the innocent ones. They didn't ask to be here. I mean, yeah, he did some foul shit, but nevertheless, they didn't ask to be here. You know what I'm saying? And this is their father, too.
Everybody going to be crying because, you know, the white father's going to go crazy, beat the shit out of them in the casket. Everybody, the whole funeral fucked up.
Yeah.
Man, in other words, I'm going to need some bodyguards at my funeral.
Hell yeah. That's a messed up situation. And then to have kids involved, that's fucked up. You know what? That's just too much to deal with. I'm talking like some years I have to come to grips with it.
Okay,
I'm going to kill him some more. Why he in that motherfucking grave?
Okay, well, now, let's see. Now, there was no millions involved. There was, and shit, there was nothing involved in my case. But my dad's funeral, my biological, I knew about me and my sister. I knew about us, too, and I knew there was some other ones out there. You know, my sister liked to call them strays, but I don't call them that. I call them our siblings. I knew we had other siblings out there. Now, no, he never brought them around us. He never really brought them. Actually, let me take that back. He did bring them around, like, certain family members. But, you know, it was just like, all right, you know, this is my kid. If anything happened, that's my kid. So, the day of the funeral, you know, it's like kids coming out the woodworks. I mean, and when I say kids coming out the woodworks, it's like, now, if you take in mind, let's see, I was what, between 22 and 23 when my dad passed. Now, for these 22 or 23 years, I'm thinking, you know, well, hell, you ain't brought nobody around, so evidently it's just really me and my sister. Now, we get to the funeral, there's five more other kids there. Like, you know, with their mothers walking up like, I guess because I'm the oldest, and he didn't send all these letters out because he knew he was finna die, was get in touch with my son, get in touch with my oldest boy. So now everybody walking up to me, this your sister, this here. You know, and me personally, I wasn't like, fuck y'all. You know, I was like, oh, okay. Now my grandmother on the other hand, she was like, I don't know y'all, fuck y'all, don't come talking to me. She's like, now, if he get up and tell me that you his baby, then I believe it. But until then, fuck yeah. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, I knew what type of man my old man was. So I didn't really get, you know, I wasn't like, oh, no, you not my sister, you know. Shit, I'm looking at these motherfuckers. I'm like, damn, all these motherfuckers look like me. you know. And so, I mean, as a woman, no, I wouldn't know how that feels as a woman. But I would think that, if these kids, let's just say these kids got attached to each other. I mean, would you really be like, fuck them damn kids? Since you call all my other three kids the bastards, I mean, you wouldn't even want your kids to even associate with them?
You said where did they get attached? I never knew about those children. So how could they possibly get attached? These children never came around. They didn't come around until daddy died.
Okay, but my thing was, once I knew them, yeah, I wanted to know who they was. I wanted to talk to them. I wanted to bond with them.
And I can understand now, that, but that is coming from a sibling perspective, not a parental perspective.
Right, but now in order for me to bond with them, I had to get consent from their mother, because they were like, I'm not going to lie. My sister was just like you. My sister was like, no. Like, shit, we ain't heard about them all this time.
I have a question. You said that you were between 22 and 23. Were the other children your age, younger, or how did their ages range?
They were a whole lot younger than me. They were a whole lot younger than me. I mean, these kids were like, no,
babies?
They weren't even teenagers. They were like between 5 and 12.
Okay. Well, I mean, again, like I say, I have to agree with both Janine and Sexy. In I agree with Janine in that if I were to do it, I would set up trust for the children. And I agree with Sexy in that, that's going to take some time for me to wrap my head around. Especially if my whole entire marriage, I believed that, my husband was faithful and our family was it. That's going to take me a while to adjust, to adapt. Now, in terms of the children, I would not stop my kids if they wanted to meet and know their siblings. I would not stop that.
I hear you talking, but I don't believe you. I think you'd be like, fuck them.
No, I wouldn't, because like you said, the children are the innocents. I would.
The reason I'm saying is because the first thing came out your mouth is, oh, I'm supposed to take care of them bastard kids. Come on, now.
And that's exactly
how the first
how
thing
I
came out your mouth.
First said it. Yes, it was, and I missed that. But again,
how can I believe what you said about that?
I have to consider the siblings' perspective. I'm not going to ignore how my kids feel. If my kids want to get to know their siblings, I'm not going to ignore that.
I mean, okay, you got $50 million.
Money and a relationship are two entirely different things.
All right, but now if you got a chance to give a kid a leg up in life, and these are your kid's siblings, you wouldn't do it?
I just told you, if I had to, a trust for the kids once they reach a certain age or something like that, yes, I would do that. Again, I wouldn't do it that day. I'm not going to go out the next day. Well, let me go ahead and set up. No. Like Sexy said, let me go ahead and grieve. And then, too, another thing that I would consider is, did the woman come asking for anything? If she never came asking for anything, okay, well, then, yes, I probably would then feel a little bit more,
The bitch didn't work. She didn't have a job. She ain't do shit. So she ain't getting nothing from me. I don't give a fuck. No. No.
We don't know that.
We do know that. Part of the story, Cash just didn't. He just left that part out. Ain't it?
Okay.
That was part of it.
I see you seen the same story.
Shit, let's get it right, because that bitch didn't have no damn job. She ain't had shit. It's just like you said, Janine. You don't go and get somebody all this money. You don't know shit about them. That was part of it. We don't know nothing about her.
And I can do that. You're absolutely right. But again, if she don't come with a handout, then I might consider it.
Hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What up? This is Yo-Yo. What part y'all on?
Yo-Yo, we on, we're having a discussion about if your husband, I mean, y'all together for 20 years, and he, you know, you found out that he died tragically, but you was left $50 million. Now, in the course of $50 million, you found out that he had another family. He had three more kids. Now you got three kids, and you found out he got three more kids. I mean, now you got $50 million. Do you help take care of those kids with that $50 million, or you say, fuck those kids?
Hell no. I ain't giving nobody shit.
Why not?
For one thing, okay, that was his responsibility. He dead and gone. So why do I have to continue with his responsibility? And they should have had something set up for them kids, whereas she should already be taken care of. I got mad. Why she didn't get her?
Okay. All right. Now, check this out. Hold on. Now, you know what? You bring up an interesting point. You bring up a very interesting point. Now, me personally, I know what happened was wrong, but if that was the case and I did do this, yes, I would set some shit up where, you know what I'm saying? I would set some shit up where, yeah, the mother kid's going to get something. They going to get something. They're not going to be without. But now let me ask you.
Yeah,
they're going to
get AFBC and EBT.
No. You ain't not getting that. Well, now, hold on. Now, let me ask y'all. Ladies, let me ask you. Now. Okay, the reading of the will, you know, God forbid somehow, you know how they say in the event of my demise or whatever the hell they say it, how they say it. Now, and they said $50 million, you know, all right, he had this insurance policy for $50 million. Now, let's just say, I'm throwing my own twist into this. Let's just say, The lawyer tell you, well, the $50 million is to be split.
Bullshit. The wife get it all because they married. Bull the
hold
bullshit.
Hold on.
Bullshit.
Hold on.
I'm ready for
hold
that question.
On. Hold on. Wait a minute. You can't stop. You can't stop. Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute. Can I finish?
A life insurance policy stipulates the names, and I bet you my motherfucking thing, nobody other than my name is going to be on that shit. Don't pull that bullshit with me. Not no life insurance policy. It's going to stipulate the person's name. Fuck the will.
They don't even allow you
to put nobody else's name if you marry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The wife is the next of kin. She trumps it all. Fuck that sad bitch. That's at the end of the day. It is what it is.
Hold on, man. Damn.
You should have said that life insurance policy. You should have said that.
Okay. Let's just say he put some money away.
Okay, well, that's it. What he left them then. If he rightfully left them
straight.
Yeah, I'll give them that because he rightfully left them that. But the life insurance policy, no.
So you about to call my kids some sons of bitches?
I was thinking about the woman.
You know what? First of all,
y'all are calling my kids bastards and sons of bitches. No, they are some bastards. Lucas already established that. She said that in the beginning. They are some bastards because they was...
And at the end of the day, they're going to be some broke bastards because I ain't giving them nothing.
Y'all going to give my kids something. Now, y'all not going
to get that. Judge Judy, you take me to court because I ain't giving you shit.
Hold on.
Let me throw another twist into this.
Mm-hmm.
What? Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, if it comes down to that, and he didn't leave them something already.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously didn't give too much of a fuck. So why?
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, he knew he had another family. So when he, when he took out his life insurance policy, he then should have taken and gotten a fucking, one of them safe deposit boxes or something at the bank or some shit. He could put their name on that. If he didn't leave them anything, why should I be responsible for that? That's no different than what?
Let's just say he divvied the money up between you and the kids then. Let's just say he divvied the money up. I mean, if anything happened to him, whatever that life insurance policy, he divvied the money up between you and the kids. Now, let's just say, out of $50 million, see, you got three kids, and it is yourself. He give you $20 million, and he get the other three kids $10 million. He give your kids $10 million apiece, and he give you $20 million. All right, y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if the kids say, well, we want to give some of our money to our sisters and brothers? What do you say then?
Kids ain't saying that.
We hypothetically speaking this. Now, what if they do?
You know what? That's the same damn situation with the steaks and the bologna. If my children, feel within their hearts that they want to share it with their siblings, and my kids are grown, I can't stop that. I can't stop that at all.
Even when they get grown, if they want to have a relationship with them, that's on them. I'm out the picture. I'm just not having nothing. Now, if they get grown and they want to have a relationship with them and they want to, help financially, then that's on them. That's none of my business. But under my rule.
So what if they want to have a relationship with them while they kids? Y'all gonna stop that?
Well, I ain't gonna have nothing to do with it. He got a mom. He got a sister.
How can you not have nothing to do with it? Because these are your kids, too. I mean, well, them ain't your kids, but your kids want to have a relationship with their siblings. Let's just say, for instance, they say, well, Randy want to come over this weekend. I mean, what you going to do? Not feed them?
Say call your grandmama or call your daddy sister or whoever deal with them because the little bitch ain't coming to my house.
Damn. But you know what I was thinking? Fucked up.
No, I don't have to have anything to do with them. If he got a mama, if he got a sister, if he got a family, and I'm sure they probably want to, so-and-so left these kids. You know how the mamas be. So they all meet up at their grandmama crib. What they coming to my house for? That mean I got to feed them, and I still got to take on the responsibility that he left behind. I'm not doing it. I'm not going. And then I got to look at him and be reminded of what he did.
Motherfucker, you can look at that bank account and remind what he did, shit.
I'm going to be sitting back smiling, like, thank you, son of a bitch.
Well, all right, that brings me to another question.
Security. He had a job.
No. Let me ask y'all. Now, okay, let's take all the money out the equation. Let's just say you with a guy, and he had a child. He cheated on you, and he did have a child by somebody else. I mean, you would actually not even fuck with that child anymore? I mean, you wouldn't fuck with that child at all?
Wait a minute. You said if he had a baby by somebody else,
would you fuck with that child?
I'm not going to be with him. So that don't have nothing to do with me.
Nevertheless, that's still your child's sibling.
Then they take their sibling ass to the park with their daddy and go play. I ain't going to have nothing to do with it.
That's fucked up.
I don't know. It depends. When did he have his damn child?
If he had it before me,
then by all means.
Right.
But if he had it during me.
No.
Before or after. If he had the child before me or after me, then little Shanika can come over here and play. But during, no.
Right.
That's on him.
Man, y'all. You know what? Let me tell y'all, that's some bullshit. I mean, I'm not saying that he was right, but damn, why? That's what's wrong with. That's why these kids.
Why the kids?
The way they act.
Okay, let me. Y'all,
I mean, you
can't
fault,
explain
you
why
can't
the kids. Let me explain why
that.
The kids. Okay, this is why, because somebody got to pay for their actions. They knew they was doing wrong. They knew they was doing wrong. He knew he was doing wrong. She knew she was doing wrong. They had kids in the mix. So, okay, what's going to happen next? She had one kid and kept on having them. Then, so who going to pay for their actions?
No. Hold on. We talking about, I mean, we not talking about that. We talking about if it was just like a just current situation. We talking about if it was a current situation, like right now, like he ain't dead. He just cheated on you and he had a baby.
Oh, well, then that's going to be on them.
So, what if this child come to y'all, and I'm asking all y'all ladies, if this child come to y'all, and, you know, this child, this child, like I said, once again, this child didn't ask to be here. But this child looks at you like, hey, how you doing? This child just treats you like, okay, like, damn, you my sister or you my brother's mother. So this child just exuberates love to you. You really would be like, little bitch, get away from me?
You talking about if I – now, that's different because if I continue to stay with him after I've known he cheated
No, you're
child,
not with him. You left him.
Well, then it ain't got nothing to do with me. They out the crib.
That's fucked up.
It just depends.
I'm not going to be. I'm not going to when the child come around be mean or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But no, spending the night and all of that. No, go on with your daddy. They you gonna see your brother or sister when they daddy come pick them up and they gone to his mama house or the hotel or whatever. That's what I'm saying. I don't have to deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I'm not going to deal with it.
Let me tell you. I understand you. And I've been in that situation because I was that motherfucker. I was that motherfucker, and I did that. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that I didn't. I did.
Mm-hmm.
I had a child on someone. But you know what? At the end of the day, regardless of what the fuck I did, I'm finna raise my kids together. And y'all, and ain't nam motherfucker on this earth going to stop my kids from being around each other. That's what's wrong.
No,
because
they you. That's what you for.
Okay, but at the same time, my thing is this. Y'all, I mean, I'm going to put it in a situation where, you know what I'm saying, my kids are going to be amongst each other. I mean, you can hate me all you want, but don't hate my child. Don't hate my child.
No, it's not
don't,
about
don't
hating the kids.
That.
It's not about hating the child.
It's about dealing.
Yeah, it's not about hating them. I would never hate the child for something they did. You know what?
Hold on. Please. I don't mean to interject here, but I really have to say this. Because we're talking about a man's infidelity. We've never once brought up a woman's infidelity. So your wife has a child by another man. Do you embrace that child?
A lot of men have. I mean, don't sit there and act like it ain't been done. A lot of men have.
Choice. It's a choice that they make at that point. If they choose to make that point of raising another man's child, by all means, let them. And that's a choice that he's consciously making because he loved that woman. But at the end of the day, if a man is cheating on me and have a child on me while we're not together, how do you expect me to continue to have a relationship with him? Now, if he had the child before me, after me, or, you know, whenever, then that's a choice that I'm going to make, too. If I love him, then I'll deal with his kids.
All right, let me ask you this. Ladies, we hypothetically speaking, so stop yelling at me, because I'm going to start yelling at you motherfuckers back.
Oh, I just got you on speaker.
No, I'm talking about the way y'all just keep. Yeah, all right. Let's just say you find in your way, you find somewhere in your heart to forget this man. You do. I mean, and we all know stranger things. We know worse things than happen. You know what I'm saying? We all know worse things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now. I know I'm finna get thrown. I know motherfuckers finna throw me in the fire, but I'ma say it anyway. What if he tell you I want custody of my child? I want to bring my child to this house so we can raise him.
My first question is why? If you're telling me that because the mother is unfit and uncool,
right?
Then my question is. who the fuck are you laying with? You know what I'm saying? That's you.
Oh, come on. That question seriously already got passed out.
Seriously, why are you fucking
you're not listening to the question. If you ask me that, then whatever the case is, whoever the female was, I mean, hey, it happened. You know what I'm saying? It happened. You forgave me. I want my child with me.
And I understand that. And I do forgive you. Now I want a divorce.
I'm not finna turn my back on my child for no woman. I don't give a damn.
You don't have to turn your back on your child, but that doesn't mean we have to raise a child under our roof.
All right, well, if you can't, I mean, shit. That's just like if you fucked up and I forgave you. You want me to tell you to kick your child out?
Hell no, but first of all, if I fucked up and you forgave me, oh, please believe me, you never forgave me. Well, now, let's get the fuck out of here.
See, that's
right
what I'm talking about. See, you just created a whole other scenario that don't even need to be created. If I forgave you, I forgave
you. You can bring all three ladies over here.
If I'm sitting here raising your child that you had with another man, trust me, trust and believe, fuck the bullshit that I'm talking, because if I'm still here, I forgave you.
Yeah.
True. You can bring the babies over here. You're going to take care of them, though, but you can bring them here.
Yeah, if I forgave you, then that's something that we
right.
already
it's
discussed.
It's a choice that I'm making to love
mm-hmm.
you. So if I love
yeah.
you, then
that's
I'm accepting
question.
Your kid. That's just, that
and
goes
that's
without
the
saying.
Question that I'm asking. That's the question that I'm asking, because I'm like, okay, you know, I mean, you done forgave me. You done forgave me,
mm-hmm.
and I want my child. I want my child. Now, if she's willing to give me my child, then my thing is this. This eliminates a whole bunch of chaos because we ain't even got to deal with her no more because I got
mm-hmm.
custody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that's the child's mother. You always going to have to deal with her regardless.
Exactly.
Whoever has custody, you have to deal with her. But at the end of the day, if you have a child and you married to me and it's out of where, I mean, and it's with another woman, if I chose to stay with you, I'm choosing to accept the child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to say I ain't going to never say nothing about it because I'm going to be hurt. So it's going to be some stages that I have to go through. And once I get to that real 100% acceptance stage, then you'll be out of the, out of the doghouse. But at the
and
same
you know
time,
what?
If I'm
and you know what? And I was asked that question. I was asked that. And this is, and I'm not gonna lie. I left the house, and I was asked, why did you leave? Because my thing was, you're not gonna accept my child right off the bat. And my mm-hmm. thing is this: okay, I did this. I got to deal with this. But at the same time, there's not. At no point in time do I want to bring my child around no place where she don't feel accepted. So
mm-hmm.
before even if it's like you said, the stages you got to go through, no, I'm not going to deal with the stages. I'd rather just leave because the simple fact is this.
Okay,
first
of all, you cheated on
me
because you didn't
want to
be there in the first place.
You don't expect
you can't say what the reason was, the reason why I cheated. I might have cheated just to get back at her. But
wait, you cheating to get back at her?
Yeah,
what
so you
she
don't
did?
Know what the ch-
y'all just got a fucked up relationship from the get go.
Maybe we did.
Right.
Maybe we did. But nevertheless,
my question is: if you accept that you've hurt me and you know that you've done wrong, and you know, okay, yeah, I can forgive you, but then you can't give me, but you're not willing to give me the opportunity to kind of get over it and wrap my head around it.
Right, because it's stages that any situation you have to go through. It's
and
all
life
changes have stages.
I understand the stages. You got 9 months.
Oh, the bitch pregnant? Oh, I thought the baby
no,
was here.
No,
oh,
no,
hell
no.
No. No, 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 no. Oh, hell no. I'm getting mad
no.
about a month. No, fuck that.
No,
no.
No, hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute. No. Hold on, sexy. You.
What did you say? You said 9 months.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Did y'all hear? Did you I think if Bill Hubbard's in front of each other, she can swung on me. It's a show. We have that. Gotta calm down. All right. Look here. What I'm saying is that's just like if she told me, hey, look, I'm pregnant. Okay. She told me she's pregnant, and I come and I tell you, hey, this is what happened. You know, I had sex with her, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the situation was, whether it was my fault, well, it was my fault, but, I mean, whatever the situation was, the reason why being, however it went, I had sex with her, yes, I got her pregnant. You know, the baby's due in September, okay? It's January, the baby's due in September, all right, now, look. You know, baby comes. She like, well, shit, you know, I don't want to deal with all the bullshit, you know. And I'm like, well, I want my child. If you ain't going to deal with this situation the way it is, then I want my child. And I come to you and I tell you. Now, if you telling me, well, I got to wrap my head around this, you know, well, I can't. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm not going to bring my child
fair.
Nowhere
you're not
where she
being
don't
fair.
Feel love.
If you cheated on me, you hurt my heart. You broke, you know what I'm saying? Something between us. And then not only did you cheat on me, but you knocked somebody else up on our time.
Oh, and then you giving me an ultimatum to get over it? Oh,
right.
Okay.
That's not fair.
I mean, I'm sorry. Okay, so what I'm supposed to do, sit there until you accept my child? I mean, sit there and
Like you said, I got 9 months. You're not going to give me that time before you just say,
you got them 9 months. You got them 9 months.
And you don't even know
if
the baby
you
yours
got one
or not
time.
Anyway. Thank you, Janine, because I was just about to go there.
What you say?
You didn't end the child relationship, left your kids, and you don't even know if the baby was even yours or not.
Right.
Hold on.
That was the scenario. She pregnant. She just told you she was pregnant. She could have been fucking
well, we know the baby mind. All right, we know the baby mind. We took the DNA test and everything. Baby mind.
The baby ain't born yet, so you can't have the DNA.
You know what? You motherfuckers know what the hell I'm talking about. Y'all trying to keep trying to show me sidetrack and shit. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. All right, y'all know what I'm talking about. All right, let's just say, all right, 15 months, motherfucker, we found out the baby mine. Now, the baby mine, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna get my baby.
And now, you want her to accept it and get over it.
Right, and see, that's wrong.
You know
that's wrong on your end for even
but
saying
see,
that.
But see, I'm still trying to get over the fact that you hit it wrong. So that's what I'm still stuck on while you talk about you want to leave the house, this hang deal. I'm trying to get over the fact, wait a minute, you done hit her raw. I don't know who she done been with. So now I got to go to the clinic. And you want me to just get over it?
You came back negative. You good.
Damn.
Hey, don't call that bullshit that I get
to tell it. But you know what? You only thing I got the problem with is you want me to hurry up and get over my pain.
Yeah.
With the pain that you
know
call
what? I'm not
going to
ask
every day of my life.
If you leave,
it's already over. Because you basically telling us that you didn't give a fuck about us in the first place.
That's what I'm getting at.
No,
exactly.
Hold on.
Even if I'm being a sucker child, I'm not sitting here and the first thing I'm going to say, fuck your kid and all
this and that.
I'm hurt of what you did. It don't have nothing to do
with
her being pregnant. It don't have nothing to do with the child itself. It's about the fact that you did what you did. I need time to get over what you did.
So and you just told me to get over it.
I'm not sitting here saying I'm not ever going to accept your child. You're not even giving me the opportunity to forgive you for what you did.
Well, I mean, it's coming. I can't stop it from coming.
I understand that, but you can't force us to get over something like that instant just because you want us to get over it. That don't even, it just don't work like that. And if you walk out the door and say, well, fuck you, you can't get over the fact that she's pregnant. I mean, that's how you sound it. You can't get over the fact that she's pregnant, and I'm about to have a baby. Then, fuck you, then I'm about to go.
Right, and that sounds so hard. That's an ultimatum. You telling me to accept your cheap kid or I'm going to leave. You can't give me that kind of make a choice like that.
So it ain't no forgiveness. It's never going to be any forgiveness. Because now that then just destroyed us. You see what I'm saying?
No,
now
hold on. What I'm saying is this.
Blame baby when it's your fault.
I'm not going to bring the child in there, and you sitting there like, okay, let's say for instance, like, I'm not going to bring a child in that house, and my kid's sitting there eating steaks, and you going to get this baby a bologna sandwich? No.
No, ain't nobody going to mistreat the child. You talking about mistreating
the child? No, hold on now.
Nobody's going to mistreat the child.
I didn't see that motherfuckers do that. That does happen
for real. I've witnessed that too.
I didn't see
that. Well, my
mom
ain't gonna
do
no
like,
shit like that. We are gonna be eating bologna sandwiches. She might eat the steak, but no other kid is gonna eat it.
But I mean, at that point, you do have the right to leave. If she's presenting herself as if that's how she's gonna treat your child, then yes, at that point, you should leave if she's not gonna treat your child right. My thing is, you're not even giving her the opportunity.
Okay, maybe I worded that wrong. It's not the fact that,
get a baby a bologna sandwich.
I'm serious. I bullshit you not. I didn't see that shit where these kids eat
motherfucking
full-course meals and motherfucker that brought his child over and the motherfucker like, well, shit, it's the bologna in the refrigerator. And I'm looking
See, my kids
dude,
ain't like that. My kids going to go get half of your damn steak, so I ain't worried about my kids going to shit.
I'm literally looking at dude like, man, you just let your kid do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you know, she's still mad about it. I don't give a fuck how mad she get. My kid no fucking different.
Right.
Yeah, I know somebody
that
happened.
Well, that's a different issue at that point. If at that point she accepted the child and said, yeah, but then started mistreating them, then you have a right to leave. But don't leave because she don't know if she want to deal with it. Give her a chance to make that choice.
Okay,
once
so now I'm sitting there on pins and needles waiting on, but now what if I sit here and I wait, and you turn around and do this to my child? Then, I mean, shit, if you knew you weren't going to accept my child, you need to tell me right off the bat. I'm not accepting.
Yeah. And I'm a feed a bologna
sandwich. Don't
sandwiches.
Sit there and tell me, because I'm going to tell you now. You sit there, you say, I'm me and my kid walking out the door, and I'm going to look at you and I'm going to tell you.
You're the dog, motherfucker.
And I'm walking out the door.
No, see, one thing, I would never mistreat the child. I mean, they didn't ask to be here, number one. And if I tell you I accept it, I'm going to try to accept it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to feed them no damn bologna sandwiches and I'm eating steaks. That's not going to happen. You know, but at the end of the day,
all I'm saying is that I've seen it more times than I care to see it. But I've seen it a lot. Where that motherfucker and the motherfucker sit there and tell her, "Shit, that's your kid. That ain't my motherfucking kid, dude. You gotta be out your motherfucking mind. You're not finna sit here and you gonna sit here and you know what? And I will go as far as to say is that yes." When I told what I did, and she was like, "Well, I don't know what you gonna do. You ain't bringing her here. Okay, I need to leave.
And that was different. She told you out the back. She told you out the back that she wasn't gonna accept it.
Hold on. But then later on down the line, it was like you didn't give me a chance. No, I went by what you said.
She was mad though. You just told her.
I mean,
he ain't giving her no stages to grieve. He ain't giving her no stages. She don't have no time to grieve, accept it, or acknowledge the fact that he fucked up fucking over her, but he just want her to get over it. That's the end of the day, and that's wrong.
No. Because, no, my thing was this. I was like, look, it's a chance it could be or it couldn't be, you know. But nevertheless, you know, at the end of the day, You know, this is what it is. And see, now, I'm going to tell you what my problem came in at. My problem came in at because a nosy-ass friend got in our business. And the bitch going to sit her ass down right next to me and tell me, I heard what happened. Either you going to tell her or I'm going to tell her. So I flipped the table over like, bitch, I'll break your fucking jaw. Mind your goddamn business.
That sounds kind of personal.
Well, go back to the hypothetical story.
Well, nevertheless, I didn't have to break her jaw, so I didn't hit her. So let's just get that out the way.
Mm-mm.
But I had to let her know.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Because I was playing.
I need some ice.
But nevertheless, like I'm saying, okay. I mean, okay, now, let's just say, okay, let's switch it. Let's just say it's the woman. You know, you come to this man and he like, you know, and, which you motherfuckers don't do. You're like, certain motherfuckers talk about they running up out the motherfuckers back door, but we not gonna get into that one. We ain't gonna get into that like last week. We run out the back door. But now, let's just say you fucked around with a guy and you got pregnant. And you come to the baby dad. I mean, when you come to your dude, and you tell him, I don't know if it's yours.
And why would we do that?
Like, exactly. See, there go my point.
But I told you. So.
All right. So now, let's just say, the blood. I mean, he like okay. Well, you told me. Let's just say you had a baby. This motherfucker like, I ain't holding that baby, you know. Or you like, or can you go get some pampers? Shit, I don't know if that's my motherfucker baby. Shit, go get your own. Tell his daddy to go get some pampers. You
well,
really
he
gonna
do the right? If he was gonna be like that, he should.
I mean,
you know.
Okay. My point exactly. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You just made my point.
Mm-hmm. But you just said he said I ain't getting that motherfucking baby no diapers. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that.
Now see, all it takes is him saying, "What? How many times can he say that to you?"
Oh, he can't say that to me.
The difference.
Exactly.
The difference.
That's my point. Thank you. You just proved my
point. Ain't no difference.
If you tell me it's a difference in anything.
If you listen.
It's a lie. If you say it's a difference, but go ahead. Go ahead.
There is a difference. In your scenario, the baby wasn't born yet. In this scenario, it is.
Okay, but now, okay, let's just say he didn't talk shit to you the whole time.
Oh, I'm going to be with him.
And you think he not? You think this motherfucker's going to sit there and be like, yeah, baby, I can't wait till you had this baby. And he'll be like, bitch, fuck you, stinking bitch.
You know what? He better not say nothing. He better not say nothing. If that's
why not?
You know what? If he truly loves
you. Wait a minute, hold on. You the one fucked up. You the one fucked another nigga. So why he can't say nothing?
Oh, he better not disrespect me. Talking. No, you're not. You're not going to say that kind of stuff to me.
But you the one fucked up.
Okay, let's switch it up. Let me give you a scenario. You left this man for 2 years. In the process of leaving him.
No, listen, hear me out.
It's the same story. But you and him was broken up for 2 years. And then he saw you and you were pregnant, but you knew you were pregnant by another guy. So he chose to accept, rekindle y'all relationship. So after y'all been broken up for 2 years, he going into this like knowing you pregnant by somebody else and accepting this child and taking on the full responsibility of raising this child as his own. And when he accepts me back.
You're comparing apples and oranges now.
No, it's the same scenario. Y'all not together in the beginning of the pregnancy. You know, when y'all got pregnant.
But he knows.
He was saying they were together and she got pregnant, right?
I know that's what he said. But this is not his baby. So if he start feeling, having these feelings like, you know, after I had a baby or whatever, okay, no, I'm not going to do it. But if he, you know, because that's a choice that he consciously made. But if I'm with him and he's saying all this stuff and dogging me and stuff, okay, that, I see how he feel. And I just be like, I'm out of here. But you're not going to dog me and dog my baby.
But I'm supposed to let you dog me and my baby? It's the same scenario.
Hold on. I feel like this. If I'm pregnant and I've told you it, I don't know if it's yours, then that means that there's a chance that it is yours. So I feel like, yes, you have the right to express how you feel about my cheating, about my, about my fucking around, but I don't think that you have the right yet to say anything derogatory or negative or fucked up about the pregnancy, because there is still a 50-50 chance that this is your child. So if you, you know, I'm pregnant and we may be in at this point, you know, and you talking shit, then you might be talking shit about your own child. You know, so
you know
I'm
going to
give you the opportunity
you know
to
you know what, and I got a theory for that.
Get the fuck out of here.
Put you out your goddamn mind. I got, yeah, you're right. You know what? You're right. It is a 50-50 chance, but it should be 100% because you shouldn't have did what you did. So, yes, you're going to hear my motherfucking mouth.
But you cheated on me. You cheated on me and had a baby outside our relationship.
And I expect to hear your mouth. I expect to hear your mouth, but not... Now, what we talking about is the baby. We ain't talking about what the fuck. All right, you can call me all kind of rat bastards all you want to. You can say that I'm not shit. But no, the day you sit there and say that my baby ain't shit or you treat my baby some fucked up type of way, then, yeah, we got a problem, just like if it was vice versa.
I just said that. That is exactly what I said. That's the very same thing I just said.
Now, if you walked up to me and said, it's a 50-50 chance that this might be your baby or not.
And you have you have all rights to be mad at me for fucking around on you, but you don't have the right to talk shit about the baby. We just said the same thing.
Yeah, well, you'd be a stinking bitch in the book. This stinking bitch and when you got pregnant by another nigga. Dirty bitch.
That's
now I'm sitting here waiting. Oh, I mean, yo, what would you be calling me? This old bitch ass nigga that went and got another bitch pregnant.
You left the instant I told you I wasn't gonna deal with it. You didn't even give me a chance to sleep on it and say, you know what, baby, what I said last night was fucked up. And you know what I'm saying? That's the point that we're trying to make. You know, you left that instant. You didn't accept.
Damn right, I left. But the motherfucker said she wasn't accepting it, so I left.
But that was the instant you told her. What did you expect her to say? Oh, boo, that's okay, baby.
Let's
throw
a baby
out.
Shower.
Exactly. What did you expect her to do? I mean, that's just unfair. I mean, that's just unfair. Now, not only did you
she had a boyfriend anyway, so I don't feel bad.
Well, you didn't bring up all them circumstances. What I'm saying
is, I'm bullshitting. But I mean, all right, whatever the case of that. Yeah, I mean, shit. She probably did have a boyfriend. I don't know, but nevertheless. But now, what I'm saying is that I'm not gonna sit there and just be like, you know. I mean, I'm sorry. I just feel like the baby don't deserve that. The baby don't deserve to get punished for my misfortune.
Well, you said you ain't going to sit there and be like, you sorry.
Huh?
You said you ain't going to sit there and be like, you sorry.
No, I'm saying I can be sorry about it, but I'm saying what I'm saying, I'm not going to let my baby deal with, you know, that baby don't deserve to deal with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because of the fucked up shit that I did, now you looking at my baby, you know, rolling your eyes, like I said. Other kids get steaks and my baby get a bologna sandwich. No, that's not going to happen.
9 times out of 10, the man ain't going to say nothing, you know, derogatory towards the child. He just going to show his actions and the woman ain't going to never see it. The kids be sitting up there getting treated and mistreated and getting ran through the ringers by the stepfather and you wonder why you do shit to his ass when you get older. Okay, I think that was kind of personal.
But either way, even if you say... or if you leave, your situation still messed up because now she pissed that you left.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's going to take it out on you with the kids you got with her.
True. Either way, it's still messed up. You are right. I mean, Hey, when you're right, you're right. And Janine, what you just said was 120% right. Not looking at it, I mean, all I could do was chalk it up to the fact that I was young. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I thought my whole, I'm going to tell y'all, my whole thing was like, I'm not going to be like my father. I'm not going to be making these babies and not taking care of them. My whole goal mm-hmm. in life was, okay, if nothing else, I don't fuck a relationship. I'm going to take care of my kids. If I got to be mm-hmm. a single motherfucker not dealing with nobody, then so be it. That's just what it's going to be. I'm going
to
take care of my kids.
You're supposed to do that.
I mean, but in hindsight, mm-hmm. I didn't. And y'all, you know what? And up until now, I never really even thought about it the way that y'all saying it. I never even thought about it. Because my thing was, hey, you said you couldn't deal with it. I understand. I'm sorry for what I did. But, hey, I got to raise my kid. I'm not, and I was so hell bent on not trying to, you know, not being like my father. You know, y'all, I will give y'all that. Y'all actually opened my eyes to something that I never even paid attention to. I never even looked at it from that point of view. I was just so hell bent on like, hey, I'm going to raise my kid.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all do make a lot of sense. You know, I will give y'all that. Y'all do make a lot of sense what y'all saying. Y'all all right. I didn't give it a chance. I didn't say, I was like, fuck it. You said you can't deal with it. I'm out.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, I didn't think about, well, maybe she might feel another way 2 months from now. I was
mm-hmm.
like, shit, you said you can't deal with it, so fuck it. Bye. Okay. Now, let me ask y'all this. Now, I didn't wind up with that mother neither. So was I dead wrong?
Mother what?
I mean the mother to the other child. I didn't.
Damn,
I
you
didn't,
was just a
I
rolling
didn't.
Stone. Well, you said the number one thing, you were young. So age has a major factor in all of this. And you wasn't taught because you're dead. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Both. So you never
before,
know.
Before we even go any farther, yo, you kissed my ass.
Don't get mad at me because you hitting bitches raw and then.
Nobody fucking
your ass
you.
Was a rolling stone. Wherever you laid your hat was your home.
Hey, I have my own home now. Hold on now. I have my own home.
You know what? I want to say one thing. I mean, you know, all of these scenarios and all of these cases, I don't know if anybody else will agree with me, but it's like you can feel however the fuck you want to feel, but when you hold, you know, when you lay eyes on that child, me personally, my whole perspective will probably change because, you know, I love children, and like we all know, it's all about kids, you know. And if I have the opportunity to be a good role model or a good, you know what I mean, whatever I can be to a kid, mm-hmm. yeah, I want that opportunity. So if it means I have to swallow, you know, what you did, I got to swallow that hard ass pill, and I got to live with that. Like we said, if I choose to stay with you, then yes, I'm going to ride with you. And like mm-hmm. I said, the minute I lay my eyes on that baby and I see you in that baby, it's over. You know, and I love that
and you
baby
know
like
what?
I love
the fun, and the funny, it's funny that you say that because it was like when she seen the baby, she instantly melted. It was like, you know what? Fuck you, you rat bastard. You ain't shit, but I'm going to love this little girl. I'm going to love this little girl. Even though me and the crazy part is that me and her was not together. But when she seen that baby, it was like, you know what? That's y'all sister. That's y'all sister. Y'all going to love her like a sister. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I do respect that about her. I do give her that because she didn't shy away. She didn't like try to keep them away. If anything, she would literally like go get them, would go get her and be like, you know, fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck his bitch ass. I mean, I know I heard it. Fuck his bitch ass. Mm-hmm. You know, but y'all gonna grow up together. And I thank her for that because, you know, She could have been a bitch about it, like, you know what, I'm going to keep these two, you deal with that one. But she didn't,
mm-hmm.
you know, so
mm-hmm.
I do give her that. I do give her that. She pisses me off a lot, but I do give her that much.
Hmm.
I know, but I'm pretty sure I was all kind of bitches and motherfuckers, man. You know what I'm saying? And the fact, I got to go to court next week, you dirty motherfuckers. But that's neither here nor there. But... motherfuckers. But I mean, you know. But now, but for this $50 million, y'all gonna give my baby some of that money. Y'all gonna give my kids some of that motherfucking money.
Social Security.
Y'all bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security. You motherfuckers.
EBC.
Hey.
No, but he works, so somebody can drive a Social Security. My kids not gonna drive because they got $50 million. So your kids can drive a Social Security.
Mhm.
No, I'm just joking with that. All seriousness. It would take me some time to come to grips with everything. It's a lot of emotions, and everybody deals
mm-hmm.
with it. It's totally, totally different. So, if again, I would have to sometimes heal. So I got to deal with death. I got to deal with the fact that he fucked around on me. He got three kids. And then all the light bulbs going to be coming on, so it's going to be a lot of mixed emotions like, oh, that's why he couldn't do this, and that's why he couldn't. So I'm going
mm-hmm.
to all this bullshit.
And
it's going to
take time anyway, because the kids don't know each other. You know, it takes time the kids to get to know each other, and before they even want, they might not even want to be around each other because they don't know each other like that. You know, kids get attitudes, too. Oh, that's why that
mm-hmm.
motherfucker been coming to my baseball game.
Exactly. Yeah.
He had another son. You know, kids got to grieve, too. They have to grieve.
Yeah, they sure do.
Oh, he had this whole other family over here. Did he even love us? You know, it's a whole lot of emotions.
Yeah.
That you got to go through. The kids got to go through it. Not to say that you're trying to keep them apart, but they just don't need time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I agree
with that. That affects everybody. It's not just that person. It's not just the other kids. It's everybody.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I'm going to be like, June.
Just give somebody a chance
June.
To get over it. And then maybe the kids can get some money, a little.
Junior. Come here, Junior. Yeah, somebody go get Junior. Junior act like he don't hear me. Junior going to get his ass.
Go play ball with your other son. Because, you know, he's probably going to have an attitude problem like you. Go play ball with your other son.
You know, I honestly and truly believe that's why God didn't give me no boys, because he probably said, you know what, you so fucked up, you ain't gonna do nothing but distill some fucked up values in that boy. Nah, you all girl.
Well,
I learned, you know what, I truly believe God feel like, all right, he learned his lesson because he gave me a grandson, so.
Right.
So I can start with the boy. But Yo-Yo, you wrong. I'm going to tell you, Yo-Yo and Liquor Store, you motherfuckers are wrong, because y'all both came on this motherfucker like, hell no.
Nuh-uh, and this is what they was like, fuck them bastards.
Man, did you hear how that heard Liquor Store talk like that? She like, oh,
even though that wasn't verbatim, but that's how it came out. It came across
us. But just like y'all said, it'll be like a lot of emotions. I'm going to be pissed off. Like, hold up. Who going to
the kids don't even like each other? I mean, my brother going through that right now. He been raised his one son with his girlfriend he's been with for forever. And now some other baby, there's some other little boy that just came out the woodwork.
Mm-hmm.
And the son he's been with all this time is like, fuck him, he ain't my brother. I'm the one,
see, if you get that established early, look here.
Why
didn't
the baby in the womb?
This is your sister. I mean, hell.
But he didn't know about him. So it's not like he had that opportunity.
this little boy came out the woodwork. The little boy already 5, so you didn't already miss the first 5 years of his life.
That's
but you got
enough.
but you got a 9-10-year-old. You've been with him his whole life, and
well,
so
see,
now
right,
how you
well,
confused
now,
him
now,
about this other little
know.
Boy coming into the picture?
Okay, well, see, now that's something that, like you said, that's something totally different. That's something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
in my case, I knew from day one, so my whole goal was to raise my kids together. Because, like I said, I got to my daddy's funeral, and all these goddamn kids start coming up. I'm like, really? Who the fuck are you? You know, I mean, I wasn't saying it like, fuck you, but damn, dude, this dude... I bullshit y'all not. The dude wrote me a letter. The dude wrote me a letter like 3 weeks before he died with this long list of names. Like, go find your brothers and sisters. Nigga,
oh,
is you
wow.
crazy?
Dog,
damn. you gotta be shitting me. I still got the letter to this day. It's like, yeah, this one stay in Texas. And now here I am, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I really gotta try to find these people. I found a couple of them. Some
hey,
wanted to be bothered. Some didn't. You said what?
But imagine your feelings at that point, but you were already in your 20s. How do you think you would have felt if you was 10?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And
you,
all
you're
honesty,
not at that
I
age, it's hard to process stuff
like
that.
Yeah, right.
And I understand what you're saying because for a long time, I felt like I was the only kid. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you told me about, you know, you told me about, yeah, you got a sister. Yeah, all right, yeah, motherfucker, here it is. I'm 14. I ain't seen this sister yet. Now, I go to his crib, and I see this girl laying across the couch. Who the hell is this? Oh, that's your sister. Wait a minute. Hold on, man.
Mm.
This who? This my what? You got to be kidding. Come on, man. Where the fuck she been at? You know? Now, he looking at me, first thing she hollered, that ain't my brother, but you ain't my sister. Now, you know, so now he want to get in our ass, and next time I hear y'all motherfuckers say that shit, I'm beating both of y'all ass. Really? Nigga, we should be kicking your ass, because
mm-hmm.
you motherfucker ain't like you brought us around each other, you know? You didn't tell us shit. You told us, yeah, you know. You know, her thing was all she heard is, yeah, you got a brother named, you know. All I hear is you got a sister name, you know, but hell, it's 14 years been passed. Shit, now, take in mind now, and I'm going to tell y'all, you know, I'm going to ask my mother, hey, Mom, did you know about my sister? Mm-hmm, yeah, I knew about her, mm-hmm, and her bitch-ass mama. Okay, I see that rubbed you the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? I see that this is not a topic to talk to you about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So now you really can't get no info out of Mom's because she mad because me and my sister ain't nothing but, what, 8 months apart. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So, right. So now what is that telling you? Yeah. And then when my mother finally decides to talk about it, yeah, this supposed to be my girl. She was my girl. You know, now you're like, okay, all right, now here we go. You know, now it's a big-ass argument. So now it's like, okay, you know. Nah, you know, so now I'm carrying the little animosity that my mother carried. Oh, you the one,
right.
You the one that messed, you know, because in my eyes, oh, you the one that broke my mom and my daddy up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because now that's my animosity towards it.
Right.
But see, it was all his heart, though. You said what?
True. She said you need some counseling.
Right.
I want to lay across this couch over here.
Right, because this motherfucker fucked me up. I'm sitting there like, all right. But then here go the fucked up part, y'all. All right, me and my mama, we get into this big-ass argument. You know, I'm smelling myself. I'm young. I'm smelling myself. And I say, well, you know, first thing to go through my mind, he letting her live over there. Shit, you know, my well put me out. I'm going to my daddy's house. I call this motherfucker. Hey, man, she put me out. I need a place to stay. Put me out on a Friday night. Friday night / Saturday morning. You know, I came in late. You know, I'm like 15, 16. I'm drunk. You know, I'm doing dumb shit, you know. But I'm like, shit, I go to my daddy's house. He comes pick me up one of the very few times that this motherfucker didn't came and pick me up when I actually called him, but he did this time, you know, like maybe he heard her in the background like, yeah, I'm finna kill this motherfucker. So he comes, picks me up. I got all my shit packed. But I noticed the look on my mother's face. She like, oh, you leaving? Yeah. She said, oh, okay. But she got this smirk on her face like, yeah, all right, motherfucker, you do know you'll be back, right? So, I mean, this motherfucker let me pack all my bags in the car. Blah, blah, blah. We get in the car, we go, we chilling, we kicking it. That motherfucker told me that Sunday morning, that motherfucker said, you know you got to go back home. What? That motherfucker told me you got to go back home. You can't stay here. Wait a minute. What the fuck you mean I can't stay here? He like, nah, you can't stay here, man. Now, maybe when I got older, I kind of realized that he was like, you know, that was his, without saying it, that was his way of saying, you know, you fucked up. You got to go home and face the music. But, you know, hey, shit, you 16 years old. You're not thinking that. You like, nigga, you. But then I'm looking at her laying on the couch looking at me talking about bye-bye. See you later. So, bitch. Oh, man, I hated that dude behind that one. Like, man, fuck him. You know? But, I mean.
But then that goes to show you how he really respected your mother, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he knew, she wasn't going to let him stay
up. And it could have been, you know, he probably knew that she was doing the best she could with you or whatever. But then, on the other hand, your sister's mother might not have been that way. You see what I'm saying? Maybe he felt like he needed to protect her from her mama.
Yeah, but, I mean, and that was the actual case. But, shit, I'm 16. You can't tell me that. I'm like, shit, she just put me out. Now I got to sit there and beg her, can I come back in? Because she, as soon as we get to the door, she's like, oh, what you want? I'm like, huh? What you want? I thought you was gone. So now I got to sit there and eat crow like, mama, can I come back? And this, that, and the other, you know. And, you know, she said, yeah, she told me, she looked at me, she boy, go put them damn bags in the room. And you're still on punishment.
Mm-hmm.
So, You know, she go outside, she talk to him. Unbeknownst to me, she calling him all kind of bitches and motherfuckers and all this shit. And, but, you know, the one thing I can't give my mother that she never said the shit in front of me. She would never talk bad about that dude in front of me. I could be like, she'll just be like, oh, okay. Well, you know, yeah. Oh, he ain't come this weekend? He might come next weekend. Nah, what I didn't know is that she would get on the phone and call that motherfucker and be like, yeah, bitch-ass motherfucker, if you ever leave my son out here again, you punk bitch, she would call that. And, you know, he had the audacity to get mad at me. What you tell your mama for? Motherfucker, you should have came and got me, you rat bastard. All this shit could have been avoided. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I guess that... With that whole situation, it'd be kind of, I would just like, you know, fuck it, man. Go and get a little nigga some money. Yo-yo.
Man, nobody shit.
I think we need to pop him for this hour and a half. We can get him some good counsel.
Right. Hey, ain't that right?
I feel a whole lot. Hey, what they say? I feel a whole lot better now. I'm fucking with Yo-Yo, though, boy. I see I'd have been a motherfucker on the street. But Miss Yo-Yo, I like your kids. Nah, motherfucker, you go home. Go home.
Mm-mm. They just can't be ugly to her.
That ain't right.
That's true with her.
So, Yo-Yo, if they was ugly, you really wouldn't fuck with them?
Oh, my goodness. They would get the, I just would have been like, her shoes cute.
Really?
And them shoes better been cute.
That's fucked up. Boy, y'all show this hard on these kids. That's messed up. But this is the same motherfucker last week talking about that she was jumping out windows. So she running through the back door.
Yep. I ain't sticking around for nothing.
Not even to take care of them kids, huh?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Nope, not ain't mine.
You know what? This has been a very, very interesting show. I'm not fucking with y'all no more. Y'all fucking crazy for real. Yo, you're talking about sheep. And look, so I'm just so surprised. That, I mean, your first word. So I'm supposed to take care of them bastard kids that he had. I'm so surprised with you.
Well, like I said, that was in the instant. But the you know, the moment I lay eyes on them kids, all of that shit probably, you know what I'm saying, would have went out the door. I'm going to see you and them babies, and then they just like mine. You know what I'm saying? But again, that would be my initial reaction.
Yeah, I think with any woman, you're going to be hurt. Then you're going to be like, I knew it.
So in other words, what y'all telling me is that I should have stayed and just faced the music.
Yeah, until you sing otherwise.
For a little while, exactly. At least
everybody has consequences to their actions.
Yep.
And you didn't feel like you deserved any consequences.
Yeah. If she would have gave the baby a bologna sandwich, then that's when you take the baby and be up and go get y'all a steak. Uh-huh. Maybe that's all they had was bologna. So you can't even say that.
No,
he said the other kids
that.
Was eating steak.
I'm just trying.
Hell yeah.
Maybe it wasn't no more steak.
You said, man, if I was talking shit like that, I would have been cracking up.
No, I would have been mad because you ain't doing man like that. My kids ain't going to allow it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't eating that sandwich.
But I would have been looking at dude like, dang, you were going to allow that? You letting up?
Exactly. That's how I was looking at him, like, dog, you letting this happen? Like, I mean, cause we sitting there, we drinking, and I say, you know, and I say, when we walked in the door, she looked at his kids and rolled her motherfucking eyes. And
that's what you're not going to do. You're not going to, no, you're not going to do that.
Yeah, because you don't know what she's going to be doing when he ain't around.
Exactly.
He don't know what she'll do.
Exactly. And when he ain't there, he really going to be treating them like shit. Yeah, they might not get no food, no time to do
right. Right, exactly.
They got to drink water to fill their stomachs up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was just so fucking wrong. I mean, and I lost all type of respect for him after that. It was like.
And you should have, because he's less than a man.
All right, I'm looking at him like, you dog, you just let that happen. You know, he like, man, you know, he looking at me cracking jokes and drinking. I don't even want to drink with you, though, man. I'm about to leave.
So did he have the steak?
Yeah, he had a steak.
And he didn't even get his baby his piece of steak?
You know what? After I talked so bad about him, that's when he gave it up.
Oh, that's no. See, he's just a dirty bastard anyway.
That's when he gave it up. When I was like, dude, you going to sit here and make these kids eat a motherfucking bologna sandwich? Because, you know, she brought him his plate. His plate was in the microwave. She pulled his plate out the microwave. And here's the real fucked up part, y'all. Here's the real fucked up part. She asked me, did I want anything to eat?
Oh, my goodness.
So evidently there was... That was more steak left. Because, bitch,
yeah.
I don't think you see me no bologna sandwich.
I would have threw all that shit in the garbage when nobody wouldn't have got no steak.
And I mean, I really was pissed off about that. That one pissed me off. Like I said, I lost all type of respect for that man after that. I really did. But I got to tell y'all, this has been a very interesting show. I got a lot of therapy out of it.
Mm-hmm. You sure did.
Yeah. I'm talking about I got to lay on the couch. Ain't that a bitch? All right, well, check this out. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. So, Miss, see, Sexy, she always hang up before the last words. But nevertheless, yo, you got any last words for us?
I'm glad you got some therapy out of it. So,
That's cool. That's always good.
But I'm still going out the back, though.
Ah,
boy, y'all is terrible. Look, so, you got anything to say to the bastard kids?
Boy, you look just like your goddamn daddy. Well, come on over here and give me a hug now. yeah, this was a good show. You know I'll be taking it.
Okay. Janine, you got any last words?
Yes. If the kid ain't coming to live with us, ain't no forgiveness. The shit is just over.
Okay.
Last word.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't dealing with no damn baby mama.
Well, y'all show is hard. All right, so for everybody, shout out to my girl Slick Meg, as always, always on here listening. I know you be wanting to put your two cents in, girl, but I know you at work. Thank everybody that called in. Thank everybody listening via internet. I know we do. Same time next week, same bad time, same bad channel. I know we out this bitch. If I can never get this motherfucker to hang up. All right, y'all. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. We'll say thank you for using Vlog Talk Radio. Goodbye, but I guess this motherfucker ain't working right.
All the things I said.